I'm alarmed and deeply troubled by Governor Gordon blocking the budget requests for the legally required publication requirements for the People's Initiative to limit property taxes. The people's right to propose and enact laws by initiative to address fundamental issues, such as property tax reduction, is pivotal to our state. The People's Initiative to Limit Property Taxes is a duly certified initiative to reduce property taxes in Wyoming that our office has certified to appear on the 2026 ballot pursuant to the Wyoming Constitution after over 30,000 Wyomingites signed petitions for its inclusion on the ballot. According to Wyoming state law, an initiative must be published in every county in the state for 12 weeks preceding the election. The governor's denial of our budget request to conduct this process leads me to believe he is trying to prevent the legally required process for conducting the initiative from being carried out, which would open it up to unfortunate legal challenges. It is troubling that the governor's continued opposition to property tax reduction appears to be affecting his actions here. I'm also shocked that, of all things, this constitutionally and statutorily required activity is what the governor chose to deny. The initiative process is a process placed in the Wyoming Constitution for the citizens of Wyoming to weigh into key issues, and it's deeply troubling that Governor Gordon does not support the proper carrying out of this process after over 30,000 Wyomingites signed petitions for it to appear on the ballot. I will be testifying before the Appropriations Committee in 2 weeks, and I will work to protect the initiative process to ensure that this election is conducted properly and the people's voice is heard.